President Obama announced plans for sweeping action on climate change Tuesday. They include regulating carbon emissions from existing coal plants for the first time. In the Northwest, relatively little coal is used, but one of the region's biggest coal consumers is sticking with its plans to keep relying on the dirtiest of all fossil fuels. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
5 years after his initial campaign promises to tackle climate change, President Obama unveiled his comprehensive climate plan at Georgetown University. It takes aim at coal-burning power plants for the first time.
Power plants can still dump unlimited amounts of carbon pollution into the air for free. That's not right, it's not safe, and it needs to stop.
The Northwest burns little coal compared to most of the country. That's because we rely heavily on hydropower. Our carbon dioxide emissions are lower as a result. Federal actions that make burning coal more difficult or more expensive could give the Northwest a competitive advantage over regions that rely much more on coal. But some utilities here do rely heavily on coal. Puget Sound Energy is the largest utility in Washington. It gets about a third of its electricity from coal, mostly from a power plant in Montana that is the largest source of greenhouse gases in the western United States. In May, Puget Sound Energy said it had no plans to replace the millions of tons of coal in its power mix. Doing so would boost its customers' electric bills by about 5%. Grant Ringel is a spokesman for Puget Sound Energy. After Obama's speech, he said PSE would not step away from coal unilaterally.
We answer to our customers and we answer to our regulators.
Ringel said Puget Sound Energy has invested heavily in energy efficiency and in wind power.
I think we have a track record of reducing our carbon emissions. Creating a cleaner mix of energy has been an agenda item for us for a decade.
So is coal a smaller percentage of your mix now than it has been?
It is about the same.
The city of Seattle's power utility has largely stopped buying coal-fired electricity. Seattle City Light claims to provide carbon-neutral power to all its customers. The Washington Department of Ecology says the state's overall greenhouse gas emissions stayed about the same in 2010. Emissions from the state's cars and trucks fell as people drove less than they did the year before, but emissions from electric utilities, they jumped 6%. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.